fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Walking Dead, I mean the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Walking Dead fans, you're one up on me. You're one up on me if you're listening to the program live, because I have to wait. It's what the old DVR is for. So don't send me any emails and don't tell me anything I don't want to know. We'll be all over that here shortly. Man, this hour of the program is going to be an awful lot of fun. In large part because you Walking Dead fans are back. That makes it fun. But because I'm going to continue a conversation with Neil McCabe, and we're going to get some input from George at the Mad Ogre Hill and Barry Markowitz in Hawaii, who is now in Salt Lake City when he calls in. We're hoping he calls in during this hour. But we were talking with Neil McCabe about the establishment. And I was trying to lay out for you why this part of this conversation is so vital for you as an American gun owner. You have got to be paying attention to what is happening here. And by paying attention, I don't mean just sending out something every time Hillary Clinton opened. Look, the Democrats hate your gun rights. They're going to open their mouths about that every opportunity they get. Their lapdogs in the media are going to meet with them behind the scenes, and they are going to offer them the opportunity to create that narrative, because that's what they do. So just come to accept that. You know that's going to happen. That's not really what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the establishment GOP, the base, establishment base, is in complete disarray today. And that matters to you as a gun owner, as conservatives move to take back the once conservative Republican Party. Before I go to George and before I go to Barry, let me go back to Neil quickly. Neil, welcome back to the show, my friend. You've got to tell me if the direction I'm going here is correct. And if it is, if you think it is, follow through with it and pick up from there as to why it's important that gun owners pay very careful attention to what's happening. And I want to refer quickly to that piece on The Hill that came out when did it come out? I can't believe it came out today. Okay, and that piece on The Hill was literally just the fear, the establishment fear of Donald Trump. And it's not Donald Trump, I don't think. It's what Donald Trump represents, which is the death of establishment politics, and not just the Republican side, but also the Democrat side. For this part of the conversation, we're talking about the Republican side. Is that what they're scared of, Neil?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't have control. I mean, part of this has nothing to do with politics. It just happens to do with control. Who gets the big office? Who gets the limo? Who gets to be making the decisions? Who gets to hire his friends instead of somebody else hiring their friends? And so, you know, at a certain level, it's personnel means policy. There was another group. It's sort of the same theme that you were talking about, that piece in The Hill. There was a group associated with the Republican National Committee that did sort of focus group testing on what would be the top issues to use against Donald Trump. Like, where is he vulnerable? Health care, immigration, gun rights, whatnot. It turns out he's not vulnerable anywhere. And what's happened is the Republican establishment has so thwarted the ambitions and the honest sort of yearnings of the conservatives, who basically rose up in 2010, tried to do something in 2012, and then, of course, were completely thwarted by the establishment in 2014. And now, finally, the Republican establishment has to deal with Donald Trump. If the establishment had been reasonable in 2012 and 2014, Trump would not be necessary. But now, and this is sort of the result of the final takeaway from the study that was done, this focus group study, was that conservatives and rank-and-file Republicans are so angry, they don't even care what Trump says. They just want the establishment out. And the other thing what that means is that when the establishment tries to cut deals with the president on gun rights, right, this sort of attitude of, right, we just got to do something – we just got to do something to show people we care. Well, when you have a guy like Trump center stage in this Republican primary season, you can't cut those kinds of deals.
One of the GOP former establishment donors made the following comment. The GOP establishment will do anything that can to stop Mr. Trump from being the GOP nominee. Mr. Trump is the only one who is not controlled by the special interests. They want a puppet that they can control, and Donald Trump will never be that purpose, will never be that person. And the reason that this is so vital is because when you've got the un-American left basically staging a very large part of their campaign on coming after your right to bear arms, you had better be paying attention to what's happening on the other side of the aisle. We no longer need John Boehner's and Mitch McConnell's, who are weak-kneed enough to want to cut a deal under pressure as we head into 2016. We've got a lot at stake. Concealed carry permit holders, you have a ton at stake. We're looking at potential bills for national reciprocity down the road, bringing states like New Jersey and Illinois and California into line with the rest of the United States with free America. We have an opportunity here like we've never had before. We're not coming at this from a position of defeatism where we're going to pull a New Jersey, where we're going to judge our success based on how many bad things we can stop. That's not success. We want to continue the wins and pile them up. And we have an opportunity to do that like never before. And that's what you're witnessing with the crushing, crushing defeat of the establishment. They have not yet figured it out. They have not seen that we are fed up. And when I say we, I'm talking about Americans. Now, I'm a conservative American, and I'm as fed up as you are with what I've been watching over the last 40 to 50 years of my life, and it's coming to a head. We live in fascinating times. They cannot figure it out. Want proof? Every time they try to knock Donald Trump down two pegs, he rises four. And they have yet been able to figure that out. Let me go back to the rest of our panel now. Neil, we're going to continue the conversation
sure.
in a roundtable type of format. George the Mad Ogre Hill down in North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere in the Carolinas. How you doing, brother?
It is a pleasure and a privilege as always.
Hey, can you figure out Donald Trump, George?
You know what? Neil's exactly right. I mean, we've got a big, you know, anti-establishment movement. People are tired of the same old, you know, the big machine that doesn't listen to the little guy. And the GOP is fighting tooth and nail to hold on to their position. You know, these guys are spending too much time watching West Wing and House of Cards, and they're so full of their own little political games, they forget where they're coming from. And Donald Trump is representing somebody that is not of that old establishment. They're not of that machine. But here's the downside to that, though. We've got good people here that are also good options that know how to work within the machine. Guys like Cruz and guys like, some very good people there. Cruz is just my favorite. That's why his name came up to my mind. You know, I really like Ted Cruz. I think he would be a great guy. But he's not being heard because you got guys like Trump that are not part of that system, and people really dig that about Trump. He says what he means, and you know what? Maybe that's what the country really needs.
Yeah, that's a great point. And again, this is what I don't want to look at this as defeatist. I don't want to look at this as we approach to this as a tremendous amount at stake for you as a gun owner in 2016 and beyond for the next 4 years. The Second Amendment truly is on the balance here. Let's go to Barry Markowitz, who knows a little bit about that. Barry, now you're in Salt Lake City today. You flew in from Hawaii. You flew in from the islands today. Is that right?
I flew in from Samoa, transited through Hawaii, went from 88 degrees tropical beauty to 17 degrees in George Hill's former turf. And just found out there was a major cyclone in Samoa, where my daughter is the church missionary that I just left. So it's been quite an adventure for me.
It has been quite an adventure. Well, we've got you for the next 45 minutes or so, and I appreciate you with all the travel. I know how that can beat on a person. And look at it this way, that snow and all that you're facing out there, I saw the picture today. Hey, it's a great relief. Take a little break, and it'll make you feel better when you get back home back down to the islands. We've got 30 seconds, guys. I want to continue this discussion with Barry when we get back, because the un-American left has been flaunting Hawaii as a possible answer to America's gun violence problem. Right here in America, they say. We don't need to do anything different. Heck, we've discovered Hawaii, and it's working there. Barry happens to live in Hawaii and knows a little bit about what's working and what's not working in Hawaii. We'll hear from him directly, and then we'll get some comments from the panel. Armed American Radio. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? Oh, gosh. Idiots. Yes, of course we can. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily1word.com, download your 100% free guide. defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
For more information, comment and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, continuing the discussion. Great panel here today on the Armed American Radio Network. Can you really talk about this for an hour? Yeah. And for those of you who might not know what I'm referring to when I say that, my mother years ago said to me when we first began this program, it was a one-hour show heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta only on the weekend. And, of course, it has grown by leaps and bounds since then. We'll be adding some new affiliates here. I'll be giving you some new stations in just a little bit. Not today, but in the coming few weeks. And that was what she asked me. Can you really talk about that one subject for 1 hour every week? Of course, the show is now 6 days a week with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the daytime version of the program, airing live 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and at various times throughout the United States as it airs in markets across the country from 3 o'clock out on the West Coast to 7 o'clock out in Washington State and on several stations out around Seattle and Olympia. 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, 3 in the morning in Boston. I mean, it airs all over. So we're annoying somebody virtually 24 hours a day. And I absolutely love that because we are getting the message out. And I got to tell you, we are winning the battle. It's just tough to realize that when you see all this negative press. So let's go back to some of that negative press with my panel. I've got George Hill, the Mad Ogrehill. George, great to have you here. Neil McCabe, Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio editor and our political analyst. And we're going to go right back to Barry Markowitz. Barry, by the way, knows a big gun owner, big activist, also happens to be one of America's greatest sports photographers. Barry, you're in Salt Lake City now, but you hail from the islands, and it's great to have you here. You know a little bit about Hawaii gun laws. You live in Hawaii. The Trace, Bloomberg's, and I hate to give them the publicity, I really do, but they're out there touting, hey, we've got the answer to America's gun violence woes right here in Hawaii. Barry, tell us, when they want to use Hawaii as a model, what you have to go through in Hawaii to exercise your Second Amendment rights, and even if you can.
You have a 14-day waiting period once you turn in an application, which will also include a permission to go to your medical doctor, also to check your mental health, and to do any other background check they want to do. Right now, a great activist for gun rights in Hawaii, Richard Holcomb, is also fighting a battle for long-term U.S. residents of foreign citizenship, particularly a photographer from England. He's fighting the Honolulu Police Department over a gentleman from England who was not a citizen that was given actually permission, a permit after that process to go pick up his firearms. And then all of a sudden they pulled things and they wouldn't let him get a pistol. So there's a lot of questionable reaching into our privacy, which annoys most of us. And in my case, I had a doctor who vented about his personal dislike for firearms, and he refused to sign my paper, and I fired him. I said, I don't need your opinions controlling the safety of my family, so you are fired, and I got rid of the doctor.
All right, good for you, number one. I've actually had a discussion similar to that with a doctor not long after moving to the Atlanta area. It's really amazing to me as gun ownership. You know, I've got a statement, actually, I can read about gun ownership. And you know what? I'm going to do that because it comes from Alan Corwin's page, the page 9 that he puts out. You'll get a kick out of this. I just happen to have it. This is from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, Barry, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Guns aren't germs. Gun ownership isn't a disease. America's gun culture is not an epidemic. But the mainstream medical establishment believe this. The medical community is abandoning science. This is why the Center for Disease Control wants to do gun research. It is an administration-supported political agenda, not medicine. Trust them. If you like your guns, you can keep your guns. For a healthy firearm perspective from real doctors, check out Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. So, Barry, thanks for doing that. I fired one myself, a pediatrician, so I know a little bit about doing that. It's none of your damn business. Now, let me go back to Hawaii gun ownership. That's just to be able to buy a gun, isn't it?
Yes. And also, we pay a lot more for guns over there. And I wish that besides the reciprocity, which I hope is coming soon, particularly for us victims in Hawaii of laws, but also the cost is much higher. And we are not allowed to buy firearms in another state. So that's a real problem. We are in a part way denied of what we choose or what is right for our circumstance by costs.
All right, George, I can go to your gun shop in North Carolina and I can buy a long gun of my choice and take it home to Georgia, for example, correct?
Absolutely. You can buy AR-15s, AK-47s, tactical shotguns, all the above, and I'll help you carry it to your car.
And that's after I go through a federal background check, isn't it, George?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right, because I can't just get them and have them shipped to my home like the mainstream media and the un-American Democrat socialist would have you believe.
Like you used to be able to do? Order
right.
it by mail from the Sears catalog and have it shipped straight to your ranch? Those were the good old days.
Okay,
no.
Those days are over.
4473. You have to have a background check. We have to know that you are not a bad guy. And once we know that, the guns are yours after the Visa card clears.
All right. Now, back to Barry Markowitz in Salt Lake from Hawaii. Barry, can you buy? Can you? Because you can. You can walk into any gun shop in Utah and buy a long gun. Can you not take it back to Hawaii? Did I hear you correctly?
I'd have to defer to George because I have inquired and I believe that I cannot purchase in California or Utah. Again, I need George's help on this. At least I know a pistol I cannot. I've not tried to secure a long arm here, but so many states you have to be a resident of the state these days.
Well, here's the thing. According to you know, federal law, you can only buy a handgun in your home state. So me being a resident of South Carolina, I cannot buy a gun from where I work in North Carolina at point blank range. So what I have to do is I have to pay for my gun, pay for a transfer fee, have it shipped to my dealer in South Carolina, who I do not work for or with, and then I have to pay their transfer fee to do the paperwork in the 4473 as if I bought it in South Carolina. It adds time and expense, and it does nothing but irritate the dealer that I go through because I'm not buying the gun from him.
And,
so
you know, George, I'm getting ready to
problematic.
George, I'm getting ready to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll get some comment about all this. We'll politicize this because we can. It's what we do, from Neil. Yeah. But I got to tell you, there goes your discount right out the window.
Exactly.
For transfer fees. So,
exactly.
The whole thing is ludicrous. Now, there was a suit won down in Texas. We talked about it with Mr. Gottlieb months back. It is languishing. We will let you know about that, you know, when that suit works its way through the courts. You know how that will be. Speaking of courts, don't think the political battle has anything to do with your right to bear arms in 2016. Three Supreme Court justices will more than likely be nominated. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member.
Upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Yeah, teachuscca.com and also usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Great sites, education, training, responsibility. That's what responsible gun owners do. You already know that because you're a responsible gun owner, not what these kooks, liars, and un-American charlatans. Believe me, these are just flat-out America haters. Today's Democrat Party, it's really sad. I got to tell you this. Democrat gun owners, you got some soul-searching to do. You really do. You have soul-searching to do. Your party has shifted so far left. You have some soul-searching to do. You're part of the problem. Pulling the lever. Look, I'd have cut you some slack 10 years ago, but the Democrat Party of today is not the Democrat Party of 5 years ago, let alone 10. You have not some explaining. Do you do that to yourself? But you have some soul searching to do. If you're a Democrat who loves your guns, and I get the emails from you, I know you're out there. God bless you. You're fixable. You need to search your soul. You need to have a discussion with yourself. Yeah, Obama wants you to become a one-issue voter. Do you know what he wants you to do? You know what one issue is to him? Hating your rights and hating your guns. You have to search your soul, and you have to make a decision. Do I value global warming fraud more than my gun rights? That's what the party is feeding you. That's the decision they're shoving down your throat. and they're counting on your stupidity to pull the lever for them. Look yourself in the mirror, look in your gun safe, look on your hip, look at the permit you have, and start acting like an American gun owner. I don't know of any other way to say it. Search your souls. You're part of the problem. All right, I'm going to go back to Barry in just a second. I found this, you know, Neil, let me go to you first. You know how I like the stories about the names? Sean loves these when I do these. Sean, bring your mic up, pal. You with me, Sean, down in Dallas? You're running the show great. How you doing today?
Yeah. I'm doing all, you know, my dude's all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the hard work you're putting in. You're running the show great. I love it. You know how I love these stories, right? Where
yeah.
The name, you know, like you're reading about the house that got broke into and the burglar gets caught and his last name is you know, criminal or a burglar or something like that?
Absolutely.
Well, we're all watching the dirty, sleazy politics, Neil, in Chicago. Yeah. The cop, the shooting over a year ago. Rahm Emanuel sits on it. He's got an election to win. These are just the greasiest, most disgusting people on earth, and they happen to reside in Chicago. Here's something I bet you didn't know. This was from Fox News. Let me read this. Chicago Burger King manager says police tampered with footage of teen's death. Take a listen to this. A Chicago Burger King manager who accuses police of erasing surveillance video in the case of a black teenager shot last year by a white officer said Saturday he testified before a federal grand jury investigating the shooting. Jay Darshane told the Chicago Tribune that the FBI also took the video recorder containing all of the fast food restaurant's surveillance images from the Burger King. The allegations of tampering has fueled the anger of protesters who say the city, police, and local protesters have botched the case of Laquan McDonald's death.
Wow.
Now, you know, it's probably not politically correct to put the connection together, but when I saw that at about 2:38 in the morning yesterday, I thought, the Burger King guy is now involved in McDonald's death? Sorry, Neil. I found it humorous. I don't know what that makes me. So moving on.
Well, you know, special orders don't upset us, Mark. Don't worry about it.
The what?
Special orders don't upset us.
Wow.
Sean, you want to run the next minute of the show for a second?
Okay.
I got to get something to drink. Let me get a glass of water here, Neil. Thanks for that.
Why don't you grab some ribs?
I had some yesterday. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Have ribs or laugh when I saw that Burger King was withholding information on McDonald's death? Which one? Say it. The ribs?
Yeah, the ribs, yeah, because you have four cookers going, right?
I had one cooker going. I did one rack, believe it or not, I did one rack of ribs all for me. I just did a rack of St. Louis-style ribs. They were just unbelievable. They were incredible, as they always are. Ask me what I was carrying, because I was grilling while armed. Ask me what I was carrying.
And what were you carrying? Was it the Glock 17?
It was the Glock 17. I had the Glock 17 on my hip. I had been carrying that throughout the day as I was doing some shopping, and I also had a crossbreed, had it in a crossbreed outside the waistband, and I had it in a dual magazine. I also had a dual magazine carrier. So I had substantial ammunition on me as well as I was going about my day and as I was grilling while armed. George, I know you love that. Oh, you know what? Speaking of crossbreed, I have to take you there. You have to go there. 10% off of a $100 purchase, crossbreedholsters.com. 10% off of a $100 purchase, 20% off of a $200 purchase, and 25% off of a $300 purchase tomorrow, Cyber Monday. Go there. It's up on my Facebook page. You can click right there and head over there. These are great deals. You get a lot of freight coming home with you. UPS or the Postal Service is going to deliver a lot of stuff to you for $300, and you get 25% off. That's a quarter off. Do the math. It's great stuff. Okay, Neil. We were talking about Hawaii-style gun control for the rest of America. This is – it didn't get legs over at the Trace, so they moved on to something else. But this is the direction that they're trying to go. I call it spaghetti agenda politics. They're just throwing it at the wall, trying to get it to stick. And some of it sticks and some of it slides down the wall, and then they change names and everything else.
Well, of course,
this is par for the course?
You know, Maine now has constitutional carry, and surprisingly the state – has not become, you know, just one big bloodbath, right? Guns everywhere in Georgia has not turned the state of Georgia into Beirut. Yet, you know, Chicago, with its highly extreme restrictive gun laws or gun ordinances, right, is a shooting gallery of people, the bodies being piled up like cordwood. And so what the left does is they blame Gary, Indiana, and they call it the Gary, Indiana, Chicago sort of connection that, you know, if it wasn't for all the guns coming in from Gary, Indiana, of course, Indiana being a relatively gun rights state, you know, that's the problem. So now let's look at Hawaii. Hawaii doesn't have a Gary, Indiana. Hawaii is an island. So my reading of this, and then maybe, you know, Barry can sort of weigh in on this. I guess what they're trying to do is create if every state was its own island, then we could do this. I mean, it's kind of bizarre what they're trying to say, because, you know, they're claiming that the gun owners in Hawaii are happy and well adjusted. That's where I'm sort of stumped.
Let's ask Barry that. Barry, are gun owners in Hawaii happy about Hawaii-style gun control regulation?
Absolutely outraged, except let's go back to what really counts. It isn't just the laws. Is what is the real reality of Hawaii and safety and home invasions? You guys have all seen the TV show Lost.
Sure.
Great characters was Josh Holloway, who played Sawyer, kind of the long-haired Georgia boy or something. Well, Josh Holloway lives three doors down from my house. And if you look in 2005, he was a victim of a home invasion by a meth addict who broke into his bedroom, held a .45 to his head, took his Mercedes keys. And Josh Holloway became, you know, one of the neighborhood shooting buddies at Cocoa Head Shooting Range. What you got to realize is there is an institutional manipulation of the truth and facts in Hawaii. Hawaii has severe problems with methamphetamines. Hawaii actually covers up some of the government institutions.
Wait, I bet they're hold it. We're taking a break, Barry. I bet it's Democrats that are running the state. Yes or no, real quick.
There's only one Republican state senator left.
That's what I thought. Barry, we'll be back with you in just a second. Then we'll go over to George, too. I bet he wants to jump in on the Burger King McDonald's thing. We'll be back right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Hey, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios for the final segment of Armed American Radio, monster broadcast this week. By the way, I'm going to double down on the political correctness when it comes to the shooting in Chicago over a year ago. That Burger King manager claims the cops erased. Okay? Here's the deal. Yeah, this offends people. I know it does. Tough. All right? I don't know when reality and the truth began to offend people in America. This cop in Chicago is more than likely going to fry. Chicago politics, nothing clean going on there at all. Dirty. No question about it. No doubt Rahm Emanuel and the rest of the city elders had something to do with this tape being suppressed. This cop is going to fry for what he did, no doubt about it. I saw the video in its entirety. Here's my advice. That kid would be alive today if he wasn't smoking PCP, walking down the street with a knife, and getting in the face of the cops. If you don't want to have a run-in with a bad cop who may kill you, don't break the law. Is that bad advice? Is that politically correct? Is that politically incorrect? When did that become a problem to give that advice? Do as the cop says, stay alive. Hell, for that matter, avoid the confrontation altogether. But if you're one of those people who just can't do that, pay attention, lay down, be a good criminal, and be alive to sue somebody if you think you've been wronged. That's not blaming the victim. That's flat-out good advice. Don't break the law. Don't have a run-in with that one-in-a-million bad cop who might kill you. It's as simple as that. Has nothing to do with color. Has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. It's flat-out common sense. Deal with it. George, quickly, around the table. Bad advice, good advice?
No, it's it's good advice. Real quick, though, Barry, while you're in Salt Lake, you got to do this for me. Go to Crown Burger and get that big double cheeseburger with the hot pastrami piled up on top. I miss that so much about Utah. I can't stand it. Eat that for
Don't
me.
Don't talk
please.
To me about fry sauce, please.
We won't go there. Burger King and McDonald's, avoid that. Crown Burger all the way.
George, good advice or bad advice, real quick?
I don't know.
To tell the truth, George, are you with me? Can you hear me?
I'm gonna have to take a pass on that. I was kind of cutting out. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay, I was saying, was it good advice? Okay, you didn't hear it all. Okay, so we'll go over to Neil McCabe. Neil, over to you first. Neil, good advice or bad advice?
I, as someone who has had a police officer draw a weapon upon him, if that guy had dropped to his knees, had his hands, dropped whatever he was carrying, it doesn't have to be a knife, it could have been a comb, and the cop could have shot him. So just drop whatever you're carrying, have your hands open where the police can see them, and drop to your knees, and nobody gets hurt. There are bad cops out there. It's a very small percentage, but those cops know when they have almost permission, like what are the standards that they meet to take somebody down, especially somebody who's giving a bunch of cops some guff. And, I don't know how Rahm Emanuel is going to keep control of that city, especially because it doesn't have the armed citizens that it should have. And there's a lot of cities that are absolutely under control where the police don't have to behave like maniacs because there are armed citizens who have taken it upon themselves to look after themselves and others.
God, he's never had control of that city. He's never had control of that city from day one. The machine after Daley left, is not working as it used to work when he was in charge. And then when his father prior to him was in charge, the Daleys controlled the city for decades. Barry, is it good advice or bad advice to tell somebody you don't want to have that run-in with that one bad cop, and they're out there, they're few and far between? Don't break the law. When did that become bad advice, Barry?
I think to put it succinctly, you reap what you sow.
All right, that's not, listen, the email's going to pour in. Oh, you're blaming the victim. Nobody's blaming the victim. Nobody's blaming the victim. I'm going to wait just like everybody. Well, the media won't wait. Nobody else is waiting. We will wait just like we did during the Zimmerman trial and any other time. George, you know that. If you can hear us, okay. There you go. You're good.
Yeah, I'm with you again.
Okay. Is that bad advice or good advice to just say, don't break the law, and maybe, just maybe, you won't have that run-in with that one cop who might do you harm illegally?
Well, if a cop gives you a direct order, obey that direct order. Don't argue with it. Arguing with a cop on the street is not a good idea. Argue with the cop in the courtroom where it's safe and he might not shoot you. Don't break the law and listen to the cop. That's my advice.
Yeah,
Don't break the law. Listen to the cop.
That's sound advice. You can work everything else out later while you're alive, okay? So
exactly.
Nobody's laughing about what happened. We were laughing about the Burger King McDonald name weird thing there, which was kind of strange. But, whenever something like that happens, Neil, it gets a tremendous amount of press, worthy or not. This got no press for a year, none for a year, because it was suppressed, coincidentally, until the election was over. Would you think, based on what you know about Chicago politics, Neil, that there was something dirty and funny going on maybe about that?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, it's certainly in the character of the way the Obama administration handles things. It took years for Bradley Manning, or now Chelsea Manning, to be prosecuted.
Right.
The Bergdahl case was open and shut. And, as someone who's had sort of – I wasn't personally in trouble, but I've helped soldiers who were in trouble as sort of a battle buddy. You do something wrong in the Army, it's usually resolved fairly quickly. It's the military has a rather quick justice system. This Bergdahl thing has dragged on forever and ever and ever. And, so it's like when it when it suits the left, they can just they can forestall everything. I'm wondering though why this didn't hit the mass media sort of outrage machine when it happened. You know, I just learned about this case. I mean, maybe someone else heard about it, but I just learned about it, you know, just in the last week or so when they released the video. It's, Rahm Emanuel was in a very, very tough fight, and there was a lot of question whether he was going to win re-election.
Well, that's why you didn't hear about it. The mainstream press, who they control in Chicago, the Chicago media, is in their hip pocket. That tape was suppressed, no question about it. So if anybody wants to get angry, wow. I'll tell you who should be angry, and this is what just kills me about Chicago. The voters should be angry, but they never seem to get angry about anything. They go about the business, and that's what they do. Corruption. America's left. The un-Americans. Unbelievable. Neil McCabe, thank you for sticking with me for an hour and a half. I appreciate
Absolutely,
it. Happy
man.
Thanksgiving to you. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you guys had a good one. I know you did because I was talking to you off air prior to the show. Barry Markowitz, safe travels, brother. Have fun out there in Salt Lake City. Stay warm, my friend, and thanks for joining us here on today's broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single day. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to be doing it all over again on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I'll close that show out same way. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And you know what? Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. That's what they want. See you on tomorrow's Daily Defense.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.